Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
U.S. taxpayers have just been hit with an incredible financial burden. Our government is forgiving $40 billion in debt owed by 18 mostly African countries. It's no wonder these countries cannot repay their debts when they suffer the enormous human and economic costs of malaria. Malaria cuts in half the potential growth of African countries. Deaths from malaria, mostly in Africa, Asia, and Central America, are estimated about 2 million a year. Malaria is a disease carried by mosquitoes, and the world knows how to kill the hated mosquitoes. It's to spray them with the insecticide called DDT. Between the end of World War II and 1970, DDT practically eliminated malaria in the United States and Europe and successfully battled it elsewhere. In those years, DDT saved more than 500 million lives. DDT's effectiveness against malaria was dramatically demonstrated and is beyond dispute. Then, in 1962, Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, created a worldwide scare about DDT, which she claimed was a danger to wildlife. Much of her so-called scientific basis for a DDT ban was soon proven wrong or exaggerated. No study has ever linked DDT with any negative human health impact, even though sprayers have worked with the chemical many hours a day. Nevertheless, contrary to expert testimony that DDT was not harmful to humans, animals, or the environment, the United States banned DDT in 1972, and DDT has continued to be banned in most of the world. Since then, more than 50 million people have died from malaria. The anti-DDT policy has stymied African countries' economic growth, and now American taxpayers are bailing out their mountain of bad debt. When will Americans wake up to the high costs of junk environmentalism?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. For more on the radical environmentalist agenda, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Mention the word environmentalism. This is not about wise conservation and ecology. It's about dangerous extremism. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the guy who says he's just a dogs playing poker kind of guy. Derry Brownfield.
What does that mean? Dogs playing poker. That picture? I don't understand that.
You haven't seen that tapestry, Darius?
Yeah, it's a picture of dogs playing poker. But I don't play poker.
No.
But
you're that kind of guy.
I don't know. I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not. Anyway, hello there, Derry Brownfield here. Let's move on. We are about to go back to school. No, I'm not about. When I say we, I don't mean you and I. I'm talking about little kids and young people that are going back to college as well as to grade school and to high school and even kindergarten and even preschool. And now they take 2 and 3 year olds, I think. But anyhow, the other day we were talking about fingerprinting. And now it's back to school time, and kids are getting fingerprinted, at least in some schools. I have an email here from Florida. Hi, Derry. I'm writing from Clearwater, Florida, where my 5-year-old boy just started kindergarten at Ponce de Leon Elementary. And the first day, they sent a note home with him saying that they were fingerprinting all the kids so that they could use a fingerprint signature with an electronic system hooked up to GPS. So they can track all the kids on school buses for their safety. This came after several kids got run over in our school district last year at bus stops because the bus drivers let them off on the wrong corner or wrong side of the street. And the writer goes on to say, I was able to opt out by filling out a form saying they didn't have my permission to fingerprint my son. But I only have their word for it that they didn't fingerprint him anyway. And now I'm on record now, at least, as being opposed, and they're not supposed to fingerprint the kid. When, you know, oddly enough, I went all the way. We didn't have kindergarten when I went to grade school, so I started out in the first grade, went all the way through school, no fingerprint. Went all the way through college, no fingerprint. And here I am today, still no fingerprints, at least not officially, I don't think. So, times have changed considerably. I remember very well, in the fall of 1949, I went to the Central Missouri State College and was enrolled in school there. And we had to go a week before school started because of freshman orientation. And I don't remember what it was all about. I couldn't remember a word they told me. It didn't soak in very well, I guess. But it was freshman orientation, and it had to do with the campus and rules and regulations and that sort of thing. But freshman orientation apparently is a little bit different today than it used to be. And a good friend of mine just sent his daughter to the Great Brain Factory, the same one that I attended, the University of Missouri. And has an interesting story to tell. Chuck Zimmerman, who for many years was the farm director for the Brownfield Network. And Chuck, it's good to have you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition.
Glad to be here. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Chuck, You'd sent your daughter to the University of Missouri, right?
That's correct. I have two daughters in college. This is my middle one, and she came, went up there. We moved her Sunday. I guess they want to do the sorority rush. They get to come up a week early to go through all that. So that's what she's doing this week, and then next week is really the official start of classes.
Well, what happened when you took her to the university?
Well, what we talked about was during the summer.
That didn't happen this week.
Yeah, for incoming freshmen, which, you know, she is, and we've never had a daughter or attend, we went up to what they call, you know, the orientation. It's a day or two of activities for both parents and students. And we go up there and we have several different little meetings, and they go over a number of different topics.
Now, is this an official MU policy thing?
Yes, this is, the official.
I mean, you have like the dean of the schools there and this sort of thing.
To tell you the truth, we did not have some of the people like that that you would think would be here. There were staff people from the university, from different departments, from the police to, you know, the campus police to the admissions department, in a number of different areas. But really, I didn't see deans of different colleges. I think this was mainly to give us information about attending the school and answer our questions, you know, on everything from money to curriculums and housing and all that kind of stuff. And they had, besides these little breakout seminars where you go sit in an auditorium and listen to a presentation, they had a whole ballroom filled with booths from different departments, like the campus bookstore, and then they had a whole other room, separate room, for different campus organizations that your son or daughter might want to join. And this whole thing was not only interesting, but very eye-opening, and frankly, as far as I'm concerned, very disturbing, not having been to college myself for, let's see, about 25 years now. You know, it's been a while, and I was frankly shocked at a number of the things that we experienced there, and especially that my daughter did. And that's what I think prompted our discussion and thinking this might be a good thing to bring to people's attention, because I don't think it's any different at University of Missouri, probably, than it is at any other.
Probably less spectacular out here in the Midwest as to what you would get in New York or Los Angeles.
Well, you'd think so,
let's take a break here, Chuck. We're going to take a break for a commercial. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting with Chuck Zimmerman talking about university orientation for incoming freshmen. They get a larnin' over there. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have returned. We're visiting today with Chuck Zimmerman. He has just taken one of his daughters to the University of Missouri, where she went through an orientation course for incoming freshmen. Chuck, what happened?
Okay. To start with, there were activities for both parents and students and separate from each other. So this was when the kids were separated. This is boys and girls. Were taken to some type of an auditorium separate from parents, and they had a number of skits that they had rehearsed and prepared on different subjects, apparently. One of those was on sex, and that's the one that really disturbed my daughter enough to later that evening tell us, along with her friend who's her roommate. They both were over it later that evening after we came home and said, "You will not believe what we were presented in this skit today." They called it the sex talk. And basically it consisted of a couple of students who were, quote, on stage giving this skit. One at least was, you know, made sure that everyone knew that she was a lesbian and was proud of that fact. And that there were resources on campus for others like her, men or women. And then they had planted a couple of students in the out in the crowd who, you know, were pre-trained to come up with certain questions to ask and pose that they would respond to. And this, again, is university-sanctioned. They're actually trained by, I'm assuming, staff and professionals prior to this taking place. So during the course of this little skit and presentation, they were told that sex is something that they're going to do and participate in, that they have no choice whether they really want to or not, and that they may as well enjoy it. And in fact, they then gave them a series of ideas for ways that they could enjoy it, and that they may even consider alternatives to traditional forms of sex. So they discussed, not to necessarily get too graphic here, but they discussed different ways they could have sex, that they didn't necessarily have to do that with somebody of the opposite sex. The same sex was fine. And they proceeded to describe different types of lotions and certain kinds of contraception they could use. As an example, my daughter was telling me that this one boy who was part of the skit team had apparently a condom that he wanted to demonstrate. They were joking about his the size of his genitalia, let's say, and that you know, they stretch, and he proceeded to use his hand and arm as an example to show how this would even cover something that large. And
let's take a break, Chuck. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We have returned. We're visiting today with Chuck Zimmerman, who has enrolled his daughter at the University of Missouri. They have completed their freshman orientation now for incoming freshmen. Chuck, you were telling us about how they divided the parents from the children. Were boys and girls both in? Yeah, they, apparently they were both in the same room.
Yeah, and you can get the sort of the gist of the presentation they were given from what I said, but it was much more graphic than I was trying not to shock people too much, because I find this very shocking. And frankly, I left the school that day thinking, this is a moral cesspool, and do I really want my daughter to be here? You know, she's 18 years old and considered an adult now in most ways in our society and legally. So it is her option to decide what to do with her life. But do I want to support this and recommend this? And, you know, I don't have a good feeling about it. But then I will repeat, I don't think this is something that is exclusive to this particular university. I'm sure this is a common thing that you would find across the country. I don't even doubt that. But, you know, one of the things you know, these 18-year-olds are not dumb. She said one of the things that struck her, and she, to this day, she told me even just a couple days ago, she just doesn't know why she didn't get up and walk out. She did listen to the presentation because they were trying to be funny. I think they were trying to present this in a humorous manner with through this skit. But the message was clear, and at no point did they even suggest that this is activity you don't have to participate in. They were specifically told that they would have no choice and that they may as well enjoy it, and that certainly there were resources at local stores in the community, for example, where they could buy these items they were describing that they could use in very graphic detail. And so, yeah, why in the world this is the case, I don't know. But it was not the only thing that we found through this orientation that I would call disturbing. It was the most disturbing. As parents, one of the things we observed was we were told over and over in our sessions how the university is heavily promotes diversity, especially culturally. And, of course, you know, you've got people there from all over the world, different societies and cultures. That's true. But they went out of their way on a couple things that really stood out for me. And one was they wanted us to know that if our children came to them after being in a class for a while and said they were having problem understanding their teacher, who would probably be a grad assistant, a graduate assistant, that to realize that, yes, they do use graduate assistants who are from other countries and don't necessarily speak English very well. And so, yes, our daughter or our son might have trouble understanding them, but to just give it time, that over the course of a month or two, they should begin to start understanding their broken English. I'm assuming they made an issue out of this because they get a lot of negative feedback about it. And you kind of wonder, okay, why are they hiring people to teach a class who can't speak English?
Why are they hiring these outsiders to teach in the first place?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
You know, we've got a Department of Agriculture over there, and there's other jobs that they could do where they're not even around humans.
Well, that's true. But then another thing that struck us was, after all this talk about diversity, here we are, this was like hundreds of people in a group, and this was going on over a number of days. You could, I think, go to different sessions, so they had different groups in. So we're talking a lot of people here. Our group there was nobody in our group that I could see that was not racially Caucasian, okay? And as we're all walking in a group from one building to the other, we passed the, I'm not sure this is the right name, the Black Cultural Center. And here's a huge group of all black parents going off in a group somewhere else. And so it kind of made you, we all looked at each other. I could hear other parents commenting on this. Well, where's the diversity in this? You know, they're all about diversity, but they've got us segregated to do orientation. How's that promoting diversity? That makes absolutely no sense. But it was, you know, patently obvious. So there was just, you know, one after the other of things that I think you would look at and say, you know, what is going on with the university? And this is probably indicative of other universities, you know?
You know, one of my sons, and this has been 15, 20 years ago, longer than that, not at the University of Missouri, but he was at CMSC, Central Missouri State College. And he was taking flying lessons. And he has always been very good at anything that has wheels on it or controls in it. And he had, and I can't remember what the individual spoke, but he could not understand the instructor. And when he had to... solo, he couldn't even contact the individual that was supposed to be on the ground talking to him. I mean, this is about as ridiculous as it can get, and that was 20 years ago. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. The last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, now the man who asks, why doesn't Tarzan have a beard? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, visiting today with Chuck Zimmerman, talking about these great universities that we refer to as brain factories around over the nation, one in particular, because that's the one where his daughter is enrolled. You were talking about these teachers that can't speak English. What does it cost to go to school today, Chuck? What's your daughter going to cost for 1 year at the University of Missouri?
Well, approximately for two semesters, not assuming that you take the summer off, I believe with books and housing and food and tuition, you're looking at probably around at least $15,000 or more, maybe a little more than that. I mean, that doesn't count if the student's got a car and car payment and insurance payment and gas. But that would be school. And
You know,
University of Missouri, which is the one we're talking about, is a little on the high end if you look at state colleges. At least that's when we were looking around. She decided on this one for a couple of reasons, and it's nice and conveniently close by, which it has.
Yeah, you can be there in 30 minutes from where you live.
That's true. That's true.
But, you know, for $15,000, you expect to get a professor that can speak English.
Well, that I think that is one of the main issues. You know, they told us that there are some students who just, quote, don't ever figure out how to understand this foreigner. But, and if that's the case, then at some point they should go to the actual professor for that class. Because apparently you've got a professor, but then he has assistants to handle the...
Yeah, he has to spend all of his time figuring out how to get Monsanto to give them more money so they can, you know?
I that's the way it sounds, you know? And so they actually wind up teaching the class and the laboratories and the stuff that is the core part of teaching the class. And, you know,
that was one of the great things when I was enrolled at the University of Missouri. We had the old professors that kind of invented the courses. Now that I'm old, granted that, but I studied under some of the greats. And that is wonderful. And today, kids just don't get those opportunities because the professor is on his little throne. And, I mean, you're lucky if you even get to know who he is personally.
Right. That's the way they were pretty upfront in admitting to this and were very defensive of it, I thought. It was one of those things you figure if they're willing to point out a problem and then try to justify it, it's probably a pretty serious problem.
You know, another thing, and I'm kind of going back to my childhood, I guess, but I was in school at the university. I graduated in 1953. Well, the war was over in 45, and we had veterans training back in those days. You know, you could go to school on the veterans bill.
Right.
And we had a lot. I mean, a gob and a bunch of World War II veterans that had been shot at, that had been shot up. They were tough old cookies. And I remember on several occasions where they just told the professor what they wanted to hear. You know, if we had one guy that was always talking about his grandmother, and this guy got up and said, "I don't give a so-and-so about your grandmother." He says, "I came in here to learn nutrition. Now get on the subject."
Well,
We need more of that.
Well, I think we do. And another thing the only other thing I'll point out that we came away from this orientation and our experience, at least to this point, was that this sex talk they were given as students in their little session, you know, one of the main persons presenting that was a, you know, publicly professed lesbian. Well, one of the booths that they had at the, you know, here's a club you can join as a student was, I don't remember the exact name, but it was something like the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual Coalition or something like that. And they had a booth there. And I noticed when we were moving her into the dorm that this is in the restrooms. Of course, I had to go down to the boys' floor to go to the restroom.
I'm surprised.
But in the stalls, they had taped up papers in the bathroom stalls that said, "Here are some organizations you can go to for, you know, support or whatever." And the first one listed is the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, whatever.
Did you write the numbers down?
They didn't actually have a phone number for some reason. They just had their names and, like, I don't know where they're located or something like that. And then,
see, I went to the university all those years, Chuck. I missed out on so much.
Apparently. But, you know, and it's not, I don't know, it just, the impression you come away with is that you have a university, frankly, just out and out supporting what I think most people would consider morally wrong. I mean, they're very open about it at this point. I don't think it's even an attempt to try to hide it. And, you know, not having been at a university for, you know, years, it was an eye-opener. And, you know, I think it's something people need to realize I don't know just what we do about it, but we should certainly, as I have done, express my dissatisfaction.
Did you write any letters to the dean or to the chancellors?
I haven't yet. Actually, that's coming. I just personally voiced it to some of them, and I don't think they were very interested in hearing my opinion, frankly.
You know, I was looking through my... Jeff, do you remember, did I do a story the other day about a young man that went to jail because he went to a school board meeting because the school was teaching his kindergartner about same-sex marriage and this sort of thing? All right, that's why I don't have it in here. I didn't remember whether I'd used that or not. But he actually went to the school board, and when they would not listen to him, I guess he became a little upset and ended up going to jail. Yeah. And now he is suing the school district, the superintendent, the principal. I mean,
he wouldn't leave when they asked him to leave, and so they called the police and had him arrested.
Right, right.
I don't think he got. I don't think he did anything physically threatening or anything. He just refused to leave because they were, as you said, they were giving him no response to what he was there for.
Yeah, I remember one of the books. They quote one of the books in here about this child that has two fathers. Mm-hmm. And right. We want you to realize that something great is going to happen on Wednesday or something, that we're going to get married now.
Right.
And this is what he was upset about, and I don't blame him a bit.
Absolutely. And it certainly is much more direct and graphic, if you will, at the college level, as I just found out. But we've even talked about on the show back quite a ways, where right here in Little Jefferson City, we had to fight having sex education in our parochial schools down to the kindergarten level. And you would think that Jefferson City, Missouri is probably one of the more conservative places in the country, you know.
Yeah, but you're under the shadow of the dome. St. Peter's is awful close to the Capitol.
Yeah.
What? How did that thing turn out? Because I remember when you were fighting that.
Yeah, the particular school, not to mention them, we got a number of parents involved, and not only did they not institute sex ed down to the K level, but they looked at the one they had, which started at the sixth grade level, I believe, and took some of the videotape lessons from that and removed them from the curriculum. Parents were absolutely shocked to see what their kids were being shown.
How did you get to see that?
Well, we demanded it, and they were willing to let us, you know, take the tapes home and watch them ourselves, which a number of us did. And like I said, actually what we did was I held a meeting with and called parents to it, and we sat down and watched them together. And you know, there was one in particular, and again, this is actually a Catholic parochial school, was very graphic, and being shown in a class of mixed boys and girls, pictures and everything, it was absolutely disgusting. And to quote some of the kids that I wound up talking to at that time, it's been a few years ago, you know, the kids were just absolutely embarrassed and when this was shown to them and didn't want to be there, felt incredibly uncomfortable being forced to watch this. And, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of this is being done by people who I think probably have good intentions, but they're just clueless. I mean, they're ignorant of of what they're actually doing to their children.
I don't believe they're that ignorant. Who could be that stupid?
There's a lot of dumb people out there.
Yeah, but I think the people behind it know exactly what they're doing. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit Calben Pure Soap.
Chuck, one of my sons was home here for the last couple of days, and these are the couple that homeschool their children, and my granddaughter, their oldest child, is 9 years old, and we discussed the fact that when she became old enough to go to college, and she probably would be ready to start way before a typical public school student would be ready to start. Because I spent 3 or 4 days talking to them. Both of those kids talk like adults, and they're 8 and 9 years old. They ask questions, sensible questions, and they know what's going on in the world. And we were discussing that when she gets old enough to attend college, my son attended the University of Missouri, and I did, and he thought it would be nice if she did, and she could move into us and make this her home residence, and that way, you know, you get out of that out-of-state tuition thing and go to the University of Missouri. If it's like this now, what is it going to be like in another 8 or 9 years?
That's a good question, and I think, you know, one of the things that I believe in kind of looking at this over a number of years now is that these younger people they're not dumb. And I think statistics are showing that young people are saying no to some of what's been a part of the life for the generation before them, the one I've been a part of. So I think for one thing, you might see over time that some of this is going to change. I'd like to think so. I have an older daughter who is going to another college. This is down in Florida that has just been started, actually within the last year or two. They're even in temporary building while they are building this new college. And again, it's a private, faith-based school, and it was founded in large part to address this specific type of issue that you're finding at public universities. They want to teach classes in a more traditional manner. They're looking to faith as opposed to, you know, just science to explain things. And, you know, they have dorms, but the girls live in one building on one side of the university, and the boys live in one on the other side of the university. You know, there's no layering them in the same building. You know, it's another thing we found at University of Missouri. There's no locks on the doors in the dorm.
No locks?
No, on their dorm rooms, they can lock them, but the access into the building.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, I remember, you know, I lived in a dorm. We had to have a key to get into the dorm building, you know.
You know, I've never lived in a dormitory.
Well, I did for a couple of years.
We always rented a room in a private home.
Yeah. We did that. I did that finally. But the point here is that their reasoning for this is we have to build a sense of community where if we put locks on the building so that, you know, let's say you don't live in that dorm, you couldn't get in it because you didn't have a key, then, you know, that friend of the student who's living in the dorm couldn't get in to see his friend. And you know what? That's
why the locks were on there.
Well, and so then we had the police come in and tell us how they've had this huge rise in theft and you know, vandalism in the dorms.
And we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. We've had some very patient people holding a long time, Chuck. Let's go to Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry and Mr. Zimmerman. I was listening to your experiences with your daughter at this university and reflecting what it was like when I went to LSU back in 1963. And we were in dorm. I was in a dorm, but we had the rules that were so strict you wouldn't believe it. I had to be in at 10 at night, 11 on weekends. Everything was locked up, and they were very strict about what they would do if you didn't do this, and up to kicking you out of school, even if you had a good grade average. So, you know, the comment that you made that this, they don't know what they're doing, I agree with Derry. I think they really do know what they're doing, and it's all a communal conditioning to make you accept that what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine, including physical and, you know, even including your virginity if you come in with it. And I think it's very dangerous. I'd get my kid out of there if I were you. Just a comment I have.
Yeah, I have a plan that includes encouraging the transfer of her to a certain other university.
But where would
on the
be?
Dorms, they don't have, there are no curfews. They're open 24 hours a day. Anybody can go in. Street people right off the street. They don't have to be students. That's what they're finding most of the staff.
Berkeley, close to me, has some of the highest rapes in their dorms. You don't want your daughter to have this happen. I would suggest a Christian university. There are absolutely wonderful Christian universities in the United States, unlike other countries. I would suggest that.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call, Marilyn. Let's go to Danny in Pennsylvania. Hi, Danny. You're on the air.
Hey, Chuck. I just wondering if you know one thing about the sorority your daughter has joined. Does she know that she'll be doing pagan group rituals?
This she hasn't joined one, and based on her experience at the beginning of Sorority Rush, which she said yesterday she wanted to talk to me about, either today or tomorrow, she didn't sound very enthused by what she saw.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying she won't, but it certainly sounds like she's had her eyes opened about some of that as well.
Well hopefully you guys can talk. You know, she'll be able to talk to you if she does join this thing, because it'll be a real eye-opener for her, I'll guarantee you.
Yeah. Now, I'm not supportive of it at all.
All right. That's all I had.
Okay, Dan, we thank you for the call. Let's go to Terry in Missouri. Hi, Terry, you're on the air.
Good morning. You know, when I listen to this conversation, I always have to go back to the scripture. Our Heavenly Father warned us we're not to cohabitate with the heathen, or we're going to take on heathen ways. He also said, look what happened to Solomon. And then when Solomon disobeyed him by taking on all those heathen and pagan wives, turned the pagan enemy against us. And that's what's happening. Our children are being taken away from us, which was prophesied in Deuteronomy 28. As a Christian nation, as Christian parents, we should separate ourselves. Because if you look at our people, our children today, especially the children, they're piercing themselves, they're tattooing themselves, the way they dress, or I should say undress themselves. They're taking on the heathen ways. And it's all been prophesied, and that's the only thing I can say. We've disobeyed our Heavenly Father and cohabitated with the heathen.
Okay, appreciate the call, Terry. What happened to our other callers? We've lost them. Okay. We had time for one more at least, and they have others watch the clock also. Okay, Mike and Marilyn, sorry we didn't get to you. But anyway, Chuck, it's that time of the year. Schools are starting all over the country. And had you even considered, because as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, that you live 30 minutes from the university, that she could just drive back and forth and be home every night?
Yes, we have. And
she doesn't want to do that. I understand.
You know, it's if I had complete control here, and not to go into all that, but because I am her father, but, you know, this is something she is bound and determined to do, and yes, she has a home here. I would feel much better with her being here. And some of this just came, I mean, it's just come up, even as of just a day or two ago. So, yeah, I'm really evaluating what our next step will be.
And I tell you what, it's time for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.